The Catechism begins its instruction on the moral life by using a word that was very much liked by Saint Leo the Great, a doctor of the Church, and that word is dignity, from the Latin word dignitas. Saint Leo the Great was a Roman, and in the Roman world, in the ancient world, a man's dignitas, his dignity, was his most important possession. If a man could safeguard anything, it was his dignitas, his honor, his reputation, his standing in the community, based upon his goodness and based upon how he carried himself. Saint Leo the Great would say quite famously, "Christian, recognize your dignity, and now that you share in God's own nature, do not return to your former base condition by sinning. Remember who is your head and of whose body you are a member. Never forget that you have been rescued from the power of darkness and brought into the light of the kingdom of God." The Creed affirms God's gifts to men and women, creation, redemption, and sanctification. The sacraments communicate what the Creed affirms. By the sacraments of initiation, the Christian is born anew as a child of God, sharing in his divine nature. Thus, the Christian is called to live a life worthy of the gospel of Christ and is made capable of doing so by the grace of Christ and the gifts of the Spirit, which they receive through the sacraments and through prayer. At the basis of our moral living is the person of Jesus Christ. Just as Jesus was in perfect communion with the Father, so are the disciples of Jesus called to this communion. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. In baptism, we die to sin and we rise to new life in Christ Jesus. As a follower of Jesus, the Christian strives to conform his or her life to the mind and example of Christ. Justified by Christ, the Christian becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches us to pray and prompts us to act so as to bear the fruit of the Spirit by charity in action. Healing the wounds of sin, the Holy Spirit renews us interiorly through a spiritual transformation. He enlightens and strengthens us to live as children of light through all that is good and right and true. A classic teaching of morality in the Judeo-Christian tradition is the two ways. And we see this in the very first psalm, that we have before us two ways. One way, a way of goodness, the other, a way of evil. One leads to eternal happiness, the other leads to eternal sadness. These two ways are the way in which morality is presented in a classical way. And when we look at morality, we always want to keep these two ways in mind. Which way are we taking? Are we taking the easy way that leads always to damnation? Or are we taking the difficult way, the way of the cross, the way that leads us to the glory of the resurrection? The two ways spoken of in the gospel bespeak the importance of moral decisions for our salvation. There is a way of life and a way of death, but between the two there is a great difference. Catechesis in morality articulates both the demands and the joy of following Christ. A catechesis of the Holy Spirit, the interior master of life according to Christ. A catechesis of grace, for by grace are we saved, and by grace can our words bear fruit of eternal life. A catechesis of the Beatitude, for in the Beatitudes is the way of Christ summarized. A catechesis of sin and forgiveness, for unless man acknowledges that he is a sinner, he cannot know the truth about himself, which is a condition for acting justly. And without the offer of forgiveness, he would not be able to bear this truth. A catechism of human virtues, which cause one to be rightly disposed toward goodness. A catechesis of the Christian virtues of faith, hope, and love. A catechesis of the twofold command of charity, love of God and love of neighbor. An ecclesial catechesis, for it is in the communion of saints that the Christian life can grow, develop, and be communicated. The Catechism concludes its introduction to the third part by hearkening back to the words of St. Leo the Great. The first and last point of reference of this catechesis will always be Jesus Christ Himself, who is the way and the truth and the life. It is by looking to Him in faith that Christ's faithful can hope that He Himself fulfills His promises in them, and that by loving Him with the same love with which He has loved them, they may perform works in keeping with their dignity.